whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. During World War II, there were Nazi concentration camps. There was a certain camp where every day the guards would line up the prisoners. There were daily executions there at this camp, and when the prisoners were lined up, they knew that possibly their name would be called, and they would be executed that day. One morning in a camp, the prisoners were lined up, and when the name of a certain one was called, she knew what it meant for her. She had a small baby in her arms that was only a few weeks old. When she was called, the guards came to take the baby from her, and she fought desperately to keep her baby. She was crying and hollering with all of her heart. Suddenly, from the back, a man called out. It was a dangerous thing to do, but he called out, and the guard asked him what he wanted. He explained that he was an older fella, and he said that the mother was young, and the baby needed her mother. He asked them if he could die in her place. He said that if they had a quota that day, to let him fill the quota and take the place of the mother, and let her take care of her baby. They agreed, and the man took the place of the mother in the line of the condemned. He was taken away to die. I wonder what that mother thought that day of the man. We know what she would have thought. She saw him going in her place, and words could not express her gratitude and her thankfulness. No language could express the gratitude she would have felt. All the days of her life, she would have thought about that man. Maybe she had seen him in the camp many times before, but he wouldn't have meant anything to her. He would have just been another prisoner there. But after that day, he wasn't just another prisoner. He was her savior. Every day for the rest of her life, she would have thought about that man and would have been ever grateful for him and his sacrifice for her. My friend, are you grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you give thanks every day to God for having put him in the line of the condemned to die for you? The Apostle Paul put it this way: the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. In another occasion, he put it the following way: but thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. My friend, have you seen yourself in the line of the condemned because of your sin? Or do you consider yourself a good person worthy of heaven? Jesus Christ is seen through the eye of need. Have you seen your need of him? A man wrote a hymn and put it in the following way: without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I would be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved. Without him, life would be hopeless. You see, he says four times, without him, without the Lord Jesus Christ, I would be lost. I would be dying. I'd be enslaved. Life would be hopeless without him. Have you seen your need of him, or, my friend, do you consider yourself a good person? Can you say, without him, how lost I would be? Another hymn writer put it the following way: amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? These two hymn writers knew the truth about themselves from Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They knew the truth of themselves from Romans 7:18, which says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me." Do you agree with the scripture that nothing good dwells in you? I heard of a lady whose kidneys did not work, and she had to go to dialysis 3 times a week. Her quality of life was terrible. A lady that did not know her heard of her situation and offered to give her one of her kidneys. When the lady heard of the gift that the lady wanted to give her, what do you think her response was? Of course, we know what her response was. She was ecstatic. She was forever grateful, jumping for joy. A man in Africa had a dream. We need to be careful with dreams because the devil can use them, or we can also have natural dreams. But this man dreamed that he was walking up a hill going to church. He saw a man behind him carrying a heavy load. He then realized that it was the Lord Jesus, and he asked him if the sin of the world was heavy. Jesus answered by saying, "No, it's not the sin of the world, but your sin." My sin took Jesus to the cross. My sin caused his condemnation. My sin put the nails in his hands. Someone expressed this thought in the following way in a hymn. "Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulder. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers." To the man who wrote that, Jesus was precious, and he could say with the Apostle Paul, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." With John the Baptist, he could say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." My friend, has he taken away your sin? Are you forgiven? Have you gone to him as a guilty, condemned sinner on his way to hell and asked him for forgiveness from the bottom of your heart? Isn't it time to renounce your self-trust and rebellion and put your life and trust in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ? What a wonderful thing to be able to say with the Apostle Paul, "The Son of Man, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me." What a wonderful thing to know that I am forgiven, that my sins have been buried in the deepest sea, and God remembers them no more. Oh, my friend, it is time to come to him. Time to turn from your sin and rebellion and put your confidence in one who loves you, one who died for you, one who rose from the dead, one who cannot fail, one who has power over death. Pray to him today. Come to him today. He is faithful. He is good. What a wonderful thing that day in the Nazi concentration camp when the mother heard the man say, "Let me take her place. Let me take her place." And what a wonderful thing when she's heard the guard say, "Okay." What a wonderful thing in her mind when she realized she would not have to die. She would not have to pay. It would be this man that was going to take her place. This man who in love gave himself so that she might live. What a wonderful thing for her as she saw him walking away, being taken away to die, that she might live. She would be forever grateful. She would be forever thankful for this man and his sacrifice. My friend, it's a little example to help us understand what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. No, it was an unjust thing that day to be in a Nazi concentration camp. It was an unjust thing to be executed for nothing. But Standing in her place, she could see that man had taken her place that she might live, that she might live. My friend, the wages of our sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. God is holy, God is pure, and God is just. He cannot overlook our sin. The demands of the justice and the righteousness of God have to be fulfilled. And Jesus came to satisfy the righteous claims of the law of God that we had broken because we had rebelled against God. And through him, God offers us forgiveness. God offers us salvation. And that woman that day saw that man as her Savior because he saved her from death. My friend, Jesus Christ saves us from an eternal death, an eternal hell, separated from God. Come to him today. Bow the knee before him today. Pray to him today. He who cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, Jesus says. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. The Bible is full of wonderful invitations. He who is thirsty, let him come. Let him come. And the bride and the Spirit say, come. Whoever heareth, let him say, come. Oh, my friend, the word to you today is come. Not to a religion, but come to a person, one who loves you, one who gave himself for you on the cross. Come to him and come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin became sin for us, to take us to God. Religion does not take us to God. Our good works do not take us to God. Only Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Without him, I would be lost. Without him, I would be hopeless. Without him. So, my friend, today, the door of salvation is open to you. And God is calling for you to renounce your sin, calling for you to turn back to him, calling for you not to trust in yourself, but to surrender your life and to trust in his Son, who gave himself for you on Calvary's cross, that you may be forgiven, that you may have eternal life, and that you may know for sure that when the day of your death comes, you will be with Christ, which is far better. Thank you today for having tuned in to the Living Waters broadcast. Until next week.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.